Today on CityCast Houston, there are plenty of things we love about Houston, but some things about this city can simply ruin our day. So today, I'm having some fun with Houston comedian and the host of Barry on Deck, Barry Lamnack, and Hey Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis with how to ruin a Houstonian's day in one sentence. It's Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Barry, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are you, man?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a long time since we've recorded an episode of any podcast, so I'm excited to have you on. Brooke, welcome in as well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited for this conversation.
So before we get to the negative stuff, right? Ruin a Houstonian's life in a sentence. Let's start on a positive note. How would you make a Houstonian's day in one sentence? I'm putting y'all on the spot. Give me something good here.
HEB is giving out free tortillas to the first 100 people in line.
Guys, I got to go. I'll be back in a little bit. Yeah.
That would make my day. Best tortillas.
That would also explain why Houston is still one of the fattest cities in the country. But yeah, that's two birds, one stone right there. Yeah, that's fantastic. As a sports guy, Astros are on a hot winning streak. That'll make a lot of Houstonians day because I feel like a lot of them don't want to have to jump off of the bandwagon right now. I think a lot of them are worried about sprained ankles. And yeah, it's a sad time in the city right now for a lot of these Astros fans that don't know what it's like to witness losing. You know, they didn't come around until 2017. So
yeah,
they're in for a rude awakening here pretty soon when this team goes on a losing streak.
It's funny. I was thinking about this. I was going to use the Astros and Texans as one of my sentences, whether it be positive or negative. But if you would have said last year at this same exact time, the negative would have been, hey, do you want to go to the Texans game? But now if you say, hey, you want to go to the Texans game? It's totally a positive now. So it's funny how things change.
It's flipped.
Same thing with the Astros. Last year, you'd been like, hey, you want to go to the Astros game? Absolutely. And now, do you want to go to the Astros game? Nah, I'm good. I'm good. You know what? We'll just wait. All right. So this is simple, guys. We're going to ruin our listeners' days with basically one sentence. All right. So it could be anything. We're going to have some fun here. And we're just going to kick it off. Barry, you're the guest. Go with your first one. And we're going to talk about each one after you read them. Okay.
Now, this might not be for the entire city, but I'm going to start with this because I don't think there's anything more in the world as a native Houstonian that ruins my day than when I hear somebody somewhere else in this country say, Houston, you have a problem. Oh, my goodness. I hate this so much as a Houstonian. Can we please come up with something else to make fun of this city about? I can't stand this. More than seeing, anytime they put a Houstonian in a movie or a TV show, we have to have a cowboy hat on. And there's like seven people in this city that still wear a cowboy hat. But Houston, you have a problem. And forget Texas leaving the United States. I want Houston to leave the United States if they keep that up.
Does that bother you that much, Brooke?
Actually, it really doesn't. I mean, I get that it's overused, but it's not going to be something that sends me over the edge. It's just kind of like one of those things that I just shrug my shoulders to, like, oh, you know, you guys ride horses to get to school, like that kind of talk. And I'm like, it's okay. It doesn't bother me that much.
Barry, you're traveling the country doing comedy, right? So when you pull up to another city and you say you're from Houston, is that one of the first phrases people use on you? It's like, oh, Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, especially when it comes to sports. Yeah, they'll say that if I'm traveling during playoff times, or whether it's football, basketball, baseball, or you know, I happen to be in a city where teams are playing each other. Absolutely. You hear it on TV all the time. It's maddening to me. Yes, can we be more original, please?
I'm with Brooke. Like, it doesn't bug me as much anymore. It's a monumental line, right? In the history of this country, it is such an important line. Does it get overused? Yes. It doesn't bug me as much. So
it's corny and lame.
Look, I know most people hate it. To me, it's just like, all right, you know what? Unoriginal. We move on. It's all good. Brooke, give me your first one. And by the way, Brooke is going to be doing things a little differently. She has some of her original one-liners, and then also from readers from Hey Houston have submitted some as well. So we're going to get both of those. Brooke, give me your first one.
Okay, so my first one is just me personally. It's if someone says, you know, I don't really like Tex-Mex. I feel like I'm triggered. How can you not like Tex-Mex? Like, how can you not like chips and salsa? How can you not like just a fajita? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Barry, what do you think?
It doesn't ruin my day because I, more for me, I guess. If you can't tell, I love to eat, okay? You got me all excited about the free tortillas. Yeah, I mean, I think it's disappointing. I think they're missing out. Now, if you told me we were out of Tex-Mex,
yeah.
that would ruin my life.
That would ruin my life for sure.
True. Yeah. No more guacamole.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go ahead and tag team on that one, Brooke, because my first one is you sit down at a Tex-Mex restaurant, you're excited, and the best part about starting your meal at a Tex-Mex restaurant, the free tortilla chips and salsa, right? But you sit down and the waiter goes, actually, chips and salsa is $3. That Ooh. Ruins my day. The oh, worst. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? Why are we paying for the free stuff?
Yeah. You might as well charge me for water at that point.
No. Pretty much for Houstonians, chips and guac is just like water. It's just like a part of our DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we start meals. Come on. That's the way to do it. And if you're charging me for it, then I don't know. Something's wrong. Something's off. You know what? Build that price into my entree. All right. Don't charge me.
Yeah. Just don't tell me about it. Just don't tell me.
Give me some hidden fees.
It's like in the Houstonian Bill of Rights. You know what I mean? Like there's certain things that just come with being a Houstonian. Free chips and salsa is one of them.
Yeah. And they wonder why we're so obese.
I know. All of ours are food related.
There's a theme here.
Okay. Barry, give me your second one.
My second one was when you hear it a lot, well, not a lot, but lately, I guess, given the state of affairs for, well, this whole planet. But when you hear the dreaded, well, looks like it's going to be an active hurricane season.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like, well, hold on to your butts. This is going to be, that is not what you want to hear going into the beginning of hurricane season. Because then you're like, are there going to be any generators left? What do we need? Do we have batteries? Yeah.
Yeah. That will ruin not only your day, Brooke, but pretty much your whole summer because you're just on edge the whole time, right? Anytime there's any kind of development, when I'm watching the news and a meteorologist says, hey, we got to keep our eye on this little development here in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm like, no, please don't say development.
Yeah, that little spinning circle and you just don't know what direction it's going to go. Oh my gosh, I already am triggered. And we're not even there yet.
I'm always looking at those, you know, the ones that are just outside of Florida and you go, come on, Miami, go Miami, right? Like you don't wish it upon any city, but
you kind of are though. You're kind of rooting for,
you don't want it riding up to the Gulf of Mexico into our area. Like even New Orleans, like I don't want New Orleans to catch it either.
So playing off the HEB one at the start, I think something that would ruin a Houstonian's day is hearing that HEB is going out of business. Because what do we do after that? I mean, we're going to go to Randall's. We're going to go to Kroger. I don't think so. All we need HEB. We need it.
HEB is our savior. But did y'all see Kroger was actually more popular this past year than HEB by barely, I mean, like just the slimmest of margins.
I saw that. What is going on? I'm like, what were those results rigged? I don't know. I don't know if I believe it.
Who did that research? Kroger?
Right.
Who paid for that study? That seems very,
Honestly, without your Kroger card, your grocery bill is so expensive. So it's like, I don't understand. I guess people are just making more money than me in Houston.
It's like when drug companies do the research to see if their drug is needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funding the research. Oh, gee, yeah, we see people need this drug. Come on, I'm not buying that Kroger. I go to Kroger occasionally when HEB is out of something. There's no one in there. That's why Kroger is the side chick of grocery stores. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going there when HEB doesn't have something. I'm not buying that.
You're just going there when your emotional needs aren't met or your physical needs aren't met.
Both. Yeah. Both.
I think it's just like for me, there's been times where I have made the decision. I don't know if you guys know the area I'm talking about, but the HEB on Buffalo Speedway, and then there's the Kroger right across the street. And so I've made that decision when I see the HEB lot just pack full of people. And I'm like, okay, turning right, going to Kroger so I can avoid the crowd. But it's not my first choice. Like, I'd much rather be going to HEB.
Yeah. By the way, this segment's sponsored by Kroger. Yeah. I'm sure they're loving this talk right
now. Yeah. I was about to say, you guys are never going to get sponsored by Kroger now.
I've never understood that about Kroger, their card, right? It's a free membership. Why not just discount the price for everyone? Like, I know you're selling my data to other companies, like when you're buying stuff, right? That card links it and they're selling my data. I'm sure they are. Just discount it for everyone. Just make the prices lower. Like, come on. It's free anyways. What are we doing?
And would Kroger, if they sold tortillas, would people be standing in a 100-person line for theirs? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Hey, Kroger, if you're listening and you want to sponsor us, we love you. Okay.
I do like your blueberry muffins, Kroger. So there's that.
Okay, I'm going to go to my next one. And this is something that ruins my day no matter what. It's if I'm going somewhere and on the flyer or my friend or somebody says, yeah, there's street parking, just go ahead and park there. I hate street parking so much. And I'm in a weird position in my life in that I've worked hard enough to where I shouldn't have to street park, but I'm still cheap enough where I don't want to pay for valet parking. So I don't know, like it's hard to find that perfect balance, right? Like if I find a $10 lot, I'll maybe do it there. But even lots freak me out now because I'm like, I know my car's going to get towed. I just got hustled. But street parking in downtown, frankly, anywhere around Houston, like street parking scares me. But yeah, hey, just find street parking. What do y'all think?
Well, I think I'm realizing the difference between your 20s and 30s. And 20s for me is street parking and 30s for me is valet and parking in a lot. Like I don't want to do it. I don't want to like have that panic of, did my car get towed or not? Like, did I park in the right spot? I'm now a lot parking person or a valet girl. I don't know what it is. Something about my 30s.
I don't want my car parked on the street because I don't want everybody seeing me getting broken into. I want that happening in privacy on a lot. You know, I don't, because then the guy is just throwing all my stuff out and everybody's seeing it. Like, that's a private matter between me and the person stealing my stuff.
Yeah.
That should be done in a lot with some dignity. You know what I mean? I totally agree.
I will say downtown street parking, there's plenty of street parking. And every time I have parked downtown on the street, it's been great. Like easy, the app is easy to use, or you just pay at the meter. They have so much street parking. So I will give them some love because it has been great. But yeah, it just irks me more than anything. All right, Barry, let's get to your next one.
Yeah. Some of mine seem to be sports related, but my next one, well, go figure, right? The sports guy. Doing sports related stuff. My next one would be Ted Cruz is at the game.
Oh no, the Ted Cruz curse.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with politics. It's just the fact that Ted Cruz is the Drake of politics. He's a curse. It is a fact. If you hear Ted Cruz is at the game, don't even watch. It's we know the outcome. They're going to lose. Doesn't matter what team. It doesn't matter. Whatever jersey he has on, whatever team he's there to watch, they're going to lose. Period.
That was the worst day when I saw that he was at the Texas Washington game in the CFP playoff game. I was like, oh, well, there you go. And sure enough, Texas had a chance to win that game in the end. And guess what they did? They choked it and we got Ted Cruz.
I'm just like, what a terrible curse to have on you. Like, that sucks. Like, you're just known as the person that you're going to lose if we're here. Like, that's terrible.
If you've never seen this, all right, if you're like, you know, maybe a fringe sports fan, do yourself a favor. All right. Next time there's a big game in Houston, go to Ted Cruz's Twitter account, X account. Sorry. Old habits die hard. Go to his X account if he's at the game and find the picture of him at the game. And then just read the comments. People lose their mind and it's hilarious. Please leave. Please leave. We'd like a shot at winning the game. Like it's hilarious and hysterical to see Houstonians lose their mind when Ted Cruz is at a game. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a good one right there, Barry. If Ted Cruz is at the game, oh, that's going to ruin our day, especially if it's an Astros, Texans, or Rockets game.
We'll be right back.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Brooke, what's your next one?
So mine is one that I feel like people just say, you know, in a naive way, but I'm always triggered. And it's when you don't want to get on the freeway and they're like, just take Westheimer. I'm like, no, I don't want to take Westheimer. You mean that you just want me to stand in a standstill parking lot trying to get to my next destination? No, or ride a bunch of potholes that have not been fixed in decades. No.
Brooke, this is one that you and I have butted heads over multiple times.
Yes.
Because I used to take Westheimer in from the west side, right, from Richmond Rosenberg all the way into the Galleria area. And during rush hour in the morning, it was actually pretty good. Like, I didn't mind it because the signals were timed out perfectly. But yeah, in the middle of the day when they're not timed for the amount of traffic that's on Westheimer, it can just turn into a nightmare. But I don't mind Westheimer too much. It doesn't bug me as much.
I think I just spent so much of my life on Westheimer, so much of my childhood, because I lived on the west side of Houston. And the way my parents got into the city was for us to drive down Westheimer. So I just remember all those times I was in the back seat feeling a little queasy as we hit the potholes. And it just triggers me to ride on Westheimer. I just don't have good memories.
It doesn't bother me that much. I'm a suburb kid, right? Like, I don't live in the city anymore, so I don't have to worry about it. It doesn't bother me because I don't spend a lot of time on there. I could understand it, though. I could definitely see it. When I am down there, it's like, okay, this is... I think the problem is people get on Westheimer and they get so comfortable on the street like that, driving on a street like Westheimer, that, you know, when you get comfortable, all the rules are gone.
Oh, yeah.
You're just doing whatever.
Yeah.
It's like driving in, I don't know, like Thailand, where there's just no lines on the road. There's no nothing. It's just everybody's doing what they want. That's pretty much Westheimer at this point.
Yeah, Westheimer, you do get comfortable. You get relaxed, and then you're in the left lane on your phone, and that's what stops the traffic. You're just like, ah, this red light, that's not for me. That's for the next person. And you just go right through it. People act a fool on Westheimer.
Yeah, so yes.
Okay, my next one is very specific. All right, you're picking a dinner spot with a friend who lives on the north side of town, and it's your turn to go on their side of town, and they go, yeah, we can just meet for dinner in the Woodlands. Oh my gosh, why? Why are we meeting in the Woodlands? There's no reason to meet in the Woodlands. Barry, I know you're up in that area. You're closer.
I feel personally attacked.
Yeah. Why are we meeting in the Woodlands? There's no reason for anybody to drive up there right now. It is so bad.
It's my turn, okay? I drive down to see you way down there. It's my turn.
It's easier driving south.
How? Your car doesn't go north? What is it? Does it have some, like, affliction that it can't head north?
Yeah, you're facing those north winds, right? Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah, all that hot air coming down from Dallas. That's what it is.
I was going to say, your car's a Houston car. It refuses to head towards Dallas. I get it.
I cannot do it. I swear, it takes 4 hours to get to the Woodlands.
It does not.
It feels like if I have a friend that tells me I moved to the Woodlands, it's really almost like they just moved out of town. Like, I'm just like, I won't see you for a while. Like, I really don't. I do not see those friends for like months and months because I'm not going to drive there,
yeah,
and they're not going to drive over here. So
That's hilarious. Brooke's like, you know how many friends I've lost since they moved to the Woodlands? What? Brooke has ended friendships. That's fantastic. Oh, I moved to the Woodlands. Well, we had a good run. It was a good friendship. I'm going to miss you. Good luck with your friends up north.
Yeah. We'll always have social media. We can keep in touch. Yeah.
Oh, you pack some winter clothes.
We'll write to each other.
I'm a Yankee now. Is that what it is? I'm a northerner.
I mean, even Carly and I have related to this on previous podcast episodes. If we're like on a dating app and somebody lives like in Galveston or the Woodlands, it's like, well, this was a good run. Like, nothing's going to happen with this. Like,
the perfect man is out there. Just unfortunately, Brooke, he's in the Woodlands.
In the Woodlands.
This is crazy to me because I live up here. And I will admit, doing comedy, you know, I work a lot in the city. And so I have to drive. But it's called the Hardy Toll Road. You hop on. It's a 21-mile drive from end to end. It takes less than 20 minutes for me to get to 610.
That's crazy.
How much does it cost, though?
$3.
Get out of here. $3.
Okay, this is a new hack. I did not know this.
$3. You could be from 610 to 45 in Rayford Sawdust in about, well, you could really do 80 on it. In fact, I got pulled over. Pro tip, okay? Houstonians, pro tip on the Hardy. I drive it a lot. I got pulled over by a constable one time. I was doing 83. Don't speed. And I go, oh, man, I wasn't even paying attention. I was listening. He goes, listen, as long as you're going under 80, nobody's going to stop you. I was like, really? Mm. He goes, yeah, you know, if you keep it about 75, you're fine. I was like, wow. So I keep it about 74. I'm good. I've never been pulled over since. Even when they see me, I just keep it on cruise control. It takes literally 20 minutes to get from 610 to Rayford Sawdust, which is the Woodlands Spring area.
Okay, fine. You know what? Next dinner, I'm coming up there. I'll take the Hardy Toll Road.
I didn't invite you, Raheel. Yeah.
Barry, what's your next one?
My next one, I think it would ruin a Houstonian's day if somebody said, you know, if you think about it, everyone is someone, so be someone is kind of a stupid phrase.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
You said it, not me.
Shots fired. I don't know if I want to touch that. I'm like, be someone is just an iconic part of Houston. Like, I kind of like it. It's like quirky. It's a little weird. I like the saying. I don't think it ruins my day.
Oh, no. Be someone doesn't ruin the day. It would be if you really think about it.
Everyone's someone.
And if someone were to say, everyone is someone, so that's a stupid phrase. Let's put something else up on the train track, you know? Like, be great.
Be a superstar. Be extraordinary. Be someone.
Yeah, be someone. Be anyone.
Yeah. You know?
Like, that's kind of what it's saying. Just be anyone.
If be someone was written across the bridge in Times New Roman, we'd be like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Or Comic Sans. Yes.
That's it. It just looks good.
Times New Roman is making me so triggered right now. Like, I don't know what it is about that.
Right, Brooke? Come on. Admit it. If it was just somebody printed it out and just put big poster boards and just put be someone.
Exactly.
What is this?
Let's say you traveled halfway across the globe. You got to sit at the feet of the Dalai Lama. And you're like, Dalai Lama, I am missing something in my life. I need something. I don't know what it is. What do you have for me that can complete me? And he looked you in the eyes and he goes, be someone. Be like, bro, I just spent all this money. I just all the way across the globe for you to tell me that. Like, it's terrible advice. If you think about it, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's the graffiti and the cool art that's just making it look good.
It's the vibe.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're just all in a trance as we drive by it and we just think it looks cool. It's the little lights that they have in the nighttime that shine over it.
We're simple folk. Yeah.
I thought it was cool until this moment, you guys. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm having an existential crisis.
That's my next one. Ruin a Houstonian's day by saying, hey, just be someone. What? See, I'm happy you brought that one, Barry, because I've always had an issue with it. Evan Mintz, who is our contributor for our Friday news episode, he and I went back and forth about this as well. But yeah, it's just like, to me, we could have done so much better, but it looks cool. It does look cool. Got to give him that. It looks cool.
You could have said, be great.
Yeah, be great.
You know what I mean? You could have said, you know, help someone. Yeah, help someone. That's way better than be someone. Be anyone. Like, oh, be someone God. Great. Be someone special. You just stopped it. Be someone. I don't know.
Be someone. Yeah, maybe he just ran out of room.
Ran out of ink.
Yeah.
He's like, we need a longer train trestle bridge thing. I don't know. I ran out of paper.
Oh, my God. Brooke, let's get through some listener ones. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I had some really funny ones from listeners. To play off of what Barry mentioned earlier about hurricane season, I did have a reader write in about if this would ruin his day if someone said that hurricane season hype is way overblown, it'll be fine. And I feel like it'll be fine has been said so much. And that is our famous last words. And then we have a category 5 hurricane or something. And then a couple other ones are Houston Texans, who never heard of them. The Cowboys are the only team in Texas, which definitely was written by someone who lives in Dallas. Mm. And hopefully they don't listen to this podcast. no Dallas people are welcome. Just kidding. We welcome everybody on CityCast Houston. Mm. And then he's like, I don't know. And then we have, I like In-N-Out Burger better than Whataburger. Like,
oh, did I write that? Did I send that one in, Brooke?
Oh, no, Raheel, are you showing your true colors on this podcast?
I've said this multiple times. Whataburger has fallen off so much since they were acquired by the Chicago company. I know they still have their headquarters in Texas. They keep saying that on their messaging, but it's fallen off. It's not the same Whataburger.
You know why they say that, right? There's nobody at the headquarters. They just still own the land and the building. They've moved everybody out. They haven't been able to sell that land.
We still pay rent on it. Yeah.
It's technically still in Texas, but there's just nobody there.
Barry, you're on the road a lot. You eat a lot of fast food. You've eaten a lot of Whataburger.
I do. Wow. That felt like you just called me fat, but that's okay. That was an attack.
You said it earlier. Tell me, has Whataburger fallen off?
Big time.
Oh, man.
Big time. Yes, absolutely it has. And I still don't understand this. And it's like that one sibling or kid that you have in the family that no one talks about, that's the weirdo that always messes up and no one mentions it. But if we were all honest about the French fries, Whataburger is just lacking significantly. You don't even get out of the drive-thru lane and they're already cold. If you're getting fries, you better be at the restaurant, because by the time you get to, like, I don't know, halfway home, you could live next to the Whataburger. They're still going to be cold.
The one thing about In-N-Out, their French fries are not good either. They taste like cardboard. That's why you have to get them animal style. So you got to put like a pound of sauce on it and grilled onions and all that stuff. So I will concede that argument as well. The French fries are not that good. But when it comes to consistency, the freshness of the meat, the burger, In-N-Out still wins. I'd rather go there. It's just there's not as many locations. And then the speed of it. Whataburger takes forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But also, is it because we're not college students, like at 2 a.m., like waiting for our food, and we're adults trying to get In-N-Out? Is that why it feels like so much longer? I didn't expect to have an existential crisis on this podcast, but I think I am having one from Be Someone to Whataburger to the Woodlands.
The Woodlands. Now you realize you could get up here faster. You're like, all the friendships I've ruined.
I know.
You know what? I'm calling Sally and I'm like, hey, we're going to have In-N-Out in the Woodlands on my dime. And we're going to, oh my God, what have I done?
And we're going to help someone after. We're going to help them out.
We're going to help someone be great.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Barry, thank you so much for joining us. Brooke, thank you for all of your suggestions. And I'm glad we kind of rediscovered you as a Houstonian here, right? We're changing your outlook.
Houstonian Brooke 2.0. I love it.
That was a blast. Thank y'all so much.
Oh my gosh. I had a blast. Thank you guys.
Thanks for having me.
That was Barry Laminack and Brooke Lewis. You can watch Barry daily on his sports talk show, Barry on Deck, and find his tour dates with the link in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
Mine would have been, hey, you're flying out a hobby. Then I've been like, oh, I'm not going.
No, so people on the original Instagram post, like that was a lot. Like, pick me up at Bush at 5 p.m. Like, that was like terrible.
Ooh, that would be bad.